Come loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. I've got another great Watch Every Game story. Every weekend, it seems, with CBS and Fox, I get the opportunity to have a great WatchEveryGame.com story for later on. I am second half Chaz. We have Steve on the board. This week's panelists include not only Johnny D.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm bouncing off the walls as usual. There are 8 games going off tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. West Coast and 1 o'clock on the East Coast. So a couple of games jumped off the page at me. Let's get it going.
And for the first time ever, one of our callers is on the panel, Brad from Las Vegas. Glad you could be here, buddy.
Yo, yo.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. So give us a call, 866-405-1717, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's take our first call. Let's go out to Wes.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Brad, you having fun there?
Yeah, brother, of course. Hey, listen, you, this is like a dream come true, man. To meet Chaz and you calling in has got to be something that's, it's what stories are made of, man. It's what stories are made of.
That dream was almost shattered when Chaz couldn't find you this
morning. I know. Long story short,
he's here. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. So.
Good.
But anyway, Wes, he's when you're in Encinitas, California, it's really tough to have a bad day. I mean, the sun was up. The ocean was beautiful. I mean, he's 60 feet from the Pacific. He can't complain too bad. But that's not why we're here, is it, Wes?
No.
All right, talk to me, doctor.
You ain't going to like it, but I think the easiest bet of the week is Indy. I got it at 3.5. I think the Saints are going to Indy with absolutely nothing. Indy last week was a stupid decision away from either bringing New England to overtime or possibly beating them. Frank Gore got going last week. They're playing up against a defense that commits penalties. I think Indy wins it by at least a touchdown.
Well, you know what, Wes? We just asked him when we sat down, we got him set up in the studio. We said, who's your play? And he goes, I really like the Saints over Indy.
That's why. I mean, I'm not gonna retort right away.
Can that be a parlay?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Here's the thing, guys. I don't know if you could two-team tease that and take both sides.
Yeah. So, I don't know if there's an in-between on that one. Yeah.
You'd have to be in Vegas to get that ticket. Most websites won't let you bet both ends.
No doubt. All right, so what we're going to do, Wes, is we're going to listen to the rest of the show, take the rest of the callers, see who else hops on that game, and then either way, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. That's why they call it gambling.
That's it. And, hey, listen, I love you, bro.
Love you, too.
Yeah, we'll
love
talk.
You, bro.
All right, let's go out to Joe. Now, Joe in Connecticut, he's struggling when he gives us one game, but I got the pool results, and he's in first place, and he's won the couple weeks. He had 12 winners, 13 winners, but golly gee, Joe, with your best bets, you're struggling, and I know that feeling, buddy.
Yeah, it's been tough lately. I keep giving you guys losers, honing in on some teams that maybe I really don't like that much and really wasting some money away here.
Well, it's funny because I've been there where that pressure, Johnny and I've done the show for a few years now. When you can go 6-7, but if the one game you gave out lost, you feel like a reject.
Yeah, my wallet feels like a reject, too.
There you go. So who do you like, buddy?
Yeah, this week, Sunday night, Carolina plays Philadelphia. I feel like Philadelphia is always this trendy team with this Chip Kelly offense, running the ball. They're coming off a huge performance against the Giants. And I just can't help but think Cam Newton at home, that team's for real this year. They got Ron Rivera, former Chargers defensive coordinator, got that team playing really well. And I think they're giving 3 right now at home in a Sunday night game. I think it's really going to be a coming out party, even though they beat Seattle last week. Prime time, Cam Newton, probably rush a couple in, pull out the Superman shirt and such. And I really like Carolina giving 3.
There you go. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Johnny D, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, the Eagles are 3-3 off 2 blowout wins over the Giants and Saints. Every time I watch this team on TV, I just am not very impressed. Their defense has been saving their asses. They've actually forced 16 turnovers this year. Sam Bradford looks extremely uncomfortable so often. But Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers looking good at 5-0, engineered a big comeback win at Seattle. Yeah, I love Carolina myself, too. Take the Panthers and lay the 3.
Yeah, you know what? They're the real deal. There's no doubt about it. They look good. And you know how I feel about Philly. You know, people have been on Philly since he got there, and all they do is take your money. That's all they do is take your money. All right, so now we're going to head out to one of our callers who has been a caller of the week before, and we'll see if Tom from Virginia can be caller of the week again. What do you think, buddy? What do you got, a winner for us?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm looking at right now the Steelers at the Chiefs. I feel it's going to be a defensive game. I don't know who in the hell is going to score 43 points in that game. I'm going to grab the under.
There you go. Now, where are they playing?
It's at Kansas City.
Yeah, you know what? That's a tough place to play. That's a defensive team that's struggling on offense, too. So I can't go wrong there with you, Tom. I think I like that play.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thank you.
Talk to us, Brad. What do you think?
All right. In that game, I think he's dead on. Yeah, I don't see the offense, I mean, anywhere in that game. I mean, that game's going to be maybe, I don't know, 17-10 at the most. You know, I think he's dead on. I think he's got it. I mean, who's going to quarterback for Pittsburgh?
I mean, Landry Jones.
Exactly. So Kansas City's we're going to win 17-10 every week. That's their concept.
Yeah,
that's,
just so you know, I went back and we listened to the call last week, and last week, the 27-10 call that he made on a game was a 38-10 call. Either way, you got a winner getting points when you win 27-10 or 38-10. Right. Let's go. We're going to take a call from Daniel. Daniel, you got a winner for us, buddy?
Yeah, I think I got another one for you. I got a two-team parlay with the A Dolphins money line. Yeah, I like the Dolphins. You know, their D starting to look like the D they were supposed to be after firing Josh Philbin. You know, they got a whole new vibe, and they're coming. Tannehill looked good in the last game, came off 38 points. I think they just finally got it going after that disastrous start. And they're at home against the Texans, and Jadeveon Clowney probably won't play, so I think it's a good call. And then my second game is the Falcons, -5.5. And yeah, I like them a lot. I think with Zach Mettenberger starting for the Titans, so I don't think with any experience he's going to get a W there. The Falcons had a long week, Thursday night game last week, so they've had a long time to prepare coming off a loss as well. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, I think it'll be too much for the Titans.
Now, you know, I know that he's given us a winner the last time. Johnny, Miami and Atlanta, what do you think?
Yeah, back to the Houston Texans and Miami. Big win for the Texans over Jacksonville, 31-20 last week. Arian Foster has hit the 100-yard mark 2 games in a row. Hoyer has 7 touchdown passes in the last 2 games. But over to the Dolphins. Yeah, talk about answering the bell, head coach Dan Campbell. The Dolphins look great. They routed the Titans 38-10. I think we should go out and do that Oklahoma drill maybe after the show. I think the Dolphins are back, and I love Miami in this game. And over to Atlanta and Tennessee. Yeah, the Falcons 5-1. They lost that Thursday night game to the Saints. I think their new head coach will have them in bounce back mode. Matty Ice, Julio Jones, Devontae. The Titans have lost 4 in a row. They got rocked by Miami. Yeah, I like Atlanta too. I'll go with that parlay, Dolphins in Atlanta.
All right, we talked about the bye week last week. So this week is week 7. So you got the Bears, the Bengals, the Broncos, and the Packers, all with byes. Any of those games, Johnny, any of those teams you really think need that the week off, and maybe next week between the Bears, Bengals, Broncos, and Packers?
You know, they all do, just to get some rest. They really do. That's you know, you caught me off guard with that, but that's my answer.
Yeah, well, this time of year, well, my job is to catch you off guard.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, no, teams love the bye.
No, this time of year, there are you know, it the injuries started early this season. They started in the preseason. Guys were going down. All right, so we're going to hop on to, let's talk to Abdul from San Marcos. Abdul, you got a winner for us, buddy.
Yes, I like New England -7.5 against the Jets. You know, they're 7 of 8 the last time, this last 8 times against the Jets. You're talking about the number 2 passing offense against, you know, the number one overall defense. Most people would think that spelled trouble for New England, but I just think, you know, when you really look into it, the Jets really haven't played a whole lot of tough teams. And, you know, they've got Chris Ivory. I got to give them that. And, you know, Brandon Marshall does give them a lot of versatility. But, you know, Brady's got so many weapons. And, you know, right now New England's really looking like the best team in the NFL.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right. So to go on that game, that's actually my best. Actually, the next game I'm going to pick is going to be New England. I think New England's going to – I mean, that's going to be a 21-point win for New England. The Jets can score points, but they can't. I mean, Fitzpatrick, he's a game controller, and that's it. I mean, you're going to get 17 points out of them. They'll beat bad teams, but ultimately, New England wins by 21.
We'll be back after this. Sports Betting Weekly.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com, the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz with Johnny D.
Hey now.
And Brad from Las Vegas.
Yo, yo.
Now, whenever the media discusses sports betting, you always hear mention the public, okay? Our callers are the public. You guys are the public. When you listen to this show, guess what you're getting? You're getting information, you're getting opinions, and more important, you're learning stuff. So don't hesitate to go back, listen to the podcast on Sports Betting Weekly, and write it down. Last week, Johnny D, I got to give you a shout out. That game doesn't go overtime. You hit your three-team money line parlay. You lost that one game when the Broncos ended up covering. They didn't cover, but they won the game in overtime. Money line, you don't have that opportunity. You got to win the game outright. This is our Fox Sports Grill segment. Thursday night, Fox Sports Grill, there were popcorn shrimp everywhere. You may have heard my decision recently. I went from the popcorn shrimp to the Ahi Caesar. It was a tough decision, but I had to make. You have to make the tough calls if you're the host. You know what I mean? You want to check out the winners. We had three winners this week. Sometimes there's nobody wins the square because there's nobody's name in the square. But this week we got, I think, Gio won, and then Piper won, and I think Joe won. But there's pictures online, so check those out. It's America's finest sports bar. It was just another great Thursday night. We're turning Thursday night football into a Super Bowl party. You want to also check out their UT write-up. We did it on the Facebook page. Let's go out to Sal in Connecticut. Sal, you got a winner for us, buddy?
Yeah, I think so. I like the Falcons. I think laying six, less than a touchdown against Tennessee is going to be an easy cover.
Yeah,
we've already got some Falcon talk. You know, you're the first one, though, I think, that hasn't put down the quarterback they're playing against.
Well, you know, the problem is I'm not sure the Titans know who they're playing against.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Buddy. Hey, you've done a great job throwing out some winners to us. Golly gee, this will be your fourth one in a row, 4 weeks in a row. You can't complain, Sal. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, let's.
Chaz, can I chime in on
that one real quick?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Just real quick. You know, I think he's 100% correct. And what a lot of people don't realize, you know, Titans quarterback, you know, Mariota's, he is what he is. He's a rookie quarterback. But you know, the Falcons going into the dome, you know, on a Thursday night, everybody's discounting them because, hey, listen, you know, they got their butts whipped, but they didn't. That's a divisional game. That's, you know, going in the dome on a Thursday night, blah, blah, blah. They come back like on fire. So I think he's 100% correct.
All right. Thanks, Sal. Mm-hmm. Let's go out to Squeak. Squeak, you're due for a winner, buddy.
Hey, Chaz. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I missed last week. I was busy.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. Now I'm sitting here, and I was like, I can't decide which winner to give you.
Now, remember, Squeak, and this is important. If you miss the show, for whatever reason, you sleep in, you're at breakfast, and you forget about it, you got to work, whatever, go to the Facebook page or go to at Sports Betting Weekly on Twitter, at SB Weekly is our handle, and you can post it there. We'll count it towards your record, and your record, Squeak, is pretty good. So let's see what you got. You got a winner for us?
Patriots.
There you go.
And the Patriots are the best team, so I got to stick with
them. I like I said that.
You had them last, the week before you had them, they were a winner for you, so there's nothing wrong with sticking with them. You know, I'm a trend guy, Squeak. If a team wins for me, I'm going to stay with them until they lose for me.
Hey, can we change the subject for 1 second?
You got to be quick, though, because we got a lot of callers on hold trying to get their winners in.
Are you still a Mets fan?
Yeah, you know what? That's the debatable. As Johnny D will tell you, because Johnny D's known me not as long as you, Squeak, but pretty long, I wore only a Mets hat, nothing. I only own one hat. I'm not a guy with a lot of hats. I own one hat. When I'm done with it, I got another hat. I was a Mets hat for many, 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 many years. Now it's an Aztec hat. I'm hoping they win for sure.
Good luck.
All right, buddy. We'll talk.
All right.
Johnny D, what do you think about the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, we talked about them earlier. The Jets, you know, are 4-1 against the spread. They've got a good team, but their tackle, Sheldon Richardson, has guaranteed a win, as if the Patriots needed more bulletin board material. Patriots are an awesome team, and I'm going to bet the first half and then get some more of this game in the second half. But, yeah, I like the Patriots a lot myself.
There's nothing wrong with that. I was telling Johnny D early, Brad, that Memphis last night, I cashed four times on Memphis. Remember I told you I had him in that four-teamer? I hit him in the first quarter. They the other team had the ball with like 30 seconds to go in the red zone, and they let it go. They let it go. They let the quarter end. They scored on the first play of the second quarter, but I had already cashed for the first half, cashed for the game, and at the second half bet them again. Hit all four bets. So I cashed four times with the same team, and that's what Johnny's talking about. If you like somebody, you bet them early, bet them often. You know, it's kind of like Chicago. Vote early, vote often.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where, you know, a team like New England, I mean, you know, like I really truly believe they have the chips on the shoulder. I mean, I see this as a 20-point win, but I see them being up at halftime. I see them being up in the first quarter. I see them just going away, and then maybe they'll score late, you know, touchdown or two with the Jets. But, I mean, I really see them covering by 21.
Yeah, so
no
let's go out to one of our insiders, Tommy. You were at soccer again this morning, correct?
Yes.
So you've heard some. We've got a Carolina. Vasco likes the under in the Kansas City game. Indy, Miami, Atlanta, New England, Atlanta. What are you thinking, Tommy?
I'm thinking the New York football Giants -3.5 over the Cowboys.
There you go.
Still playing with a backup quarterback, and this time they're going with Matt Castle, who is nobody's Johnny Unitas. And I think the Giants at home should take care of business. And if you want, I can give you another play for to make it a two-team parlay.
Well, yeah, hold on one second, only because when we're done with you, we're going to head out and talk to Jason from the Fox Sports Grill. You've been to most of the Fox Sports Grill's party, Tommy. Was it me, or was the popcorn and the popcorn shrimp extra special Thursday night?
It's always extra special. It's a really good time. If you haven't been, you ought to get out there on a Thursday night.
And I saw you kind of, you got a little fling going with that Vox water, huh?
Yeah, no calories, you know. You know me, I'm all about fitness.
There you go. It's about time. It only took you a few.
Water.
Only took you a few years to get on that bandwagon. All right,
yeah,
so give us a two-teamer. Who's the second bet?
I like the Falcons -6 over the backup quarterback of Tennessee. You know, Zemberg shows me nothing, and I just like betting against backup quarterbacks. You know, just because the drop off is so significant in the NFL.
No,
from
no
the first team, the second team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we agree with you, and it seems like a lot of the callers are going to agree with you. And the one thing now, when we talk about, you know, betting early, betting often, you know, Tommy doesn't bet a lot of games on his own. He is the signature $100 turning into $1,000. Now, we talked about that on the show last year. We had the four guys. We'd all put in our best bets, and we tried to turn $100 into $1,000 with a four-teamer. Tommy, you do it a little differently. One more time for those listeners that hadn't heard the story. How do you do it?
All right. What I do is I bet $100 on the first half. I play a parlay on the first half. And if that hits, you're right around 280. And, you know, plus your 100 back. So you take everything and you launch it on the second half. And that should, you know, a $380, $360 parlay will give you a $1,000 winner.
Yep. And it doesn't take a lot of thinking on your part, because you just have to decide on what team you're playing, because you ain't putting your money on the under.
No.
That ain't happening.
I don't ever play unders. It's not because I don't think that they ever hit. It's just because you got to root for a crappy game.
Yep.
You know, and I just don't want to watch a crappy game. I do like winning money, but and I'd rather win money and watch a crappy game. But I like overs, because you can be out of an under, you know, 8 minutes into the third quarter. You know, whereas you always have a chance of the over.
No, and you can, like you said, you can lose an over on a long touchdown pass and a kickoff return. Boom, boom, 14 points in 13 seconds.
Exactly, yeah. And then it's over. Especially, it's way more prevalent in college football.
Exactly. Especially when you get those 75-point overs. All right, anyway, so, Tommy, you going to be here next week or what?
I will be there next week.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
All right, take care, guys.
Johnny D, the Giants, that was the first time we've heard that name mentioned. They were embarrassed on national TV last week. They was like Swiss cheese offensive line.
Yeah, they actually had won three in a row before that game, running into the Eagles' tough D on Monday Night Football. But the Cowboys with Matt Cassel, I don't remember the last time he started a game. They've lost three in a row. They really, really miss Romo and Dez. Who knows what Cassel will do versus Eli? You got to go with Eli Manning and the G-Man at home. Yeah, right. I like that pick.
All right, so we're speaking of our Thursday night turning into Super Bowl parties. We are going to go right now to Jason from the Fox Sports Grill. Jason, you give us winners. You got another one, buddy.
Good morning, guys. I think I do. The spreads have been hurting me, but I've been picking the winners. I like a two-team parlay this week. I like San Diego at home minus four. I think they'll be fired up. I'm going to play well this week. And then I'm also a believer in Carolina, negative two. I'll take them to beat Philly. Should be a good game there, too. But that's my pick for this week. Another great Thursday with you guys. Everyone had a great time. Not the best game, but still fun. We got new beer on draft, Stone Delicious IPA, which I recommend you guys trying. It's awesome. It's got a lemon hops that they use in it. It's got a real fruit citrus taste.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Really good stuff. And we're still doing the beer buckets. And just a great place to be. It should be a fun Sunday. And just have a nice weekend.
All right, buddy. As always, appreciate it. He's just done so well. We talked a little teaser action with him at the Fox Sports Grill. Again, every Thursday, we're turning Thursday Night Football into Super Bowl parties at the Fox Sports Grill. You're listening to the Sports Betting Weekly. We'll be right back.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition where you're going to hear as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. I'm second half Chaz with Johnny D.
Hey, right here with you, man.
And Brad from Las Vegas.
Yo, yo.
And the second half of the show is the perfect segment for the 6betsagame.com sponsor. Show's mythical bankroll went 2-1, but our big bet hit, Caliente, are you listening? We are up mucho pesos. I don't know. I got to learn Spanish. I took some Spanish classes, but they didn't cover another bucket of beer, please. So I've got to get that one down because there's nothing better than those ice-cold cervezas because if they're on the table in the ice, they're cold. And the six bets a game was the reason I knew that the first quarter was all Green Bay in the over. And I talked to Brad about it. I was actually doing the shopping, got all my bets in. You know, somebody's got to do the shopping. The beer doesn't come to the house on its own. So I went out and was shopping, and then I got to watch the game cast, and that big green arrow went across. And it was a winner because once you hit the over, it's over. You can't. They're not going to take the points off the board. Six bets a game data. It's worth its weight in winning tickets. So as we go through this segment, we're going to focus on some of the data from our six bets a game account. Now, Johnny D, what we had is Jason from the Fox Sports Grill giving us nothing but winners this year, and he picked your Chargers.
Yeah, smart pick. Yeah, I like it. You ready for the take?
Yeah.
Big AFC
it,
West showdown. Arch rivals, Raiders, Chargers. It's always a doozy. The Raiders are off a bye. The last game they lost to Denver by six. It's no secret they have a bunch of great young guys on their team, playmakers, Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Latavius Murray. But over to the Superchargers. You know, it's really not easy after the last 2 weeks. We gave the Green Bay Packers all they can handle. We went toe-to-toe in 15 rounds at Lambeau last week. Came up short. And in the Monday night game, the Steelers scored on the last play of the game to win. But anyway, we're moving on. I think the Chargers are poised to rip off maybe 3, 4, 5 wins in a row with their schedule. They just need to keep protecting Rivers. They're doing a lot better job. He threw for over 500 yards at Lambeau last week. And yeah, we just have to stop Latavius Murray. And I think the Chargers will be in good shape over 3.5. Be pretty good pick there for everybody.
Well,
I love the Chargers.
I have them in the pool, Johnny, but I also had San Francisco. So, you know, you don't want to hang your hat on my picks. All right, let's go out to Hector. Hector, you got a winner for us, buddy?
Absolutely, Taz. I'm on a two-game winning streak, so I'm going to go to 3 now. I'm going to take – I'm not here to talk about this one, but – Cleveland, I don't think it was that
All right, Hector. Hector, can you hear me? Yeah, we're getting some feedback. We can't hear you, so try it again or call back. We'll get you right back on when you call back. Okay. All right, Al. Let's go out to Al in San Diego. Al, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You haven't given us a loser yet, Alan. You're not really a big bettor, but you know what? Cashing is better than trashing. But you have not given us a loser. All W's.
All W's? Well, I'm going to keep that streak with all W's. And this week, I'm looking at the Patriots and the Jets.
We got the Y's important, Al.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. The Jets, though.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the way the Patriots are, they're just a machine. And every time we doubt them and we say this is this and this is that, the Patriots come back, and what do? They smack us in the face.
Yeah, no.
The Jets, good defense, bottom line, Tom Brady. And I'm not even a Tom Brady fan, as everybody knows. I'm a Steeler fan. But this week, I think the Patriots are going to whack the Jets, and the Jets will just be the Jets.
Well, you know what? You are definitely, without a doubt, a Steeler fan. So I know even saying I like the Patriots has got to hurt you a little bit. So you obviously aren't betting with your heart, man. Good for you.
It's killing me. Yeah. You know that.
All right, buddy. Hopefully you got four in a row. We'll talk to you next week.
That'll work, buddy.
Johnny, bye. Did we cover that already?
You guys did, but I just like to throw in my two cents. The wrong team is favored in the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game. I take the Steelers on the money line. Yeah, I just jumped off the page at me. And, yeah, we talked about the Patriots. We all like the Patriots, too.
Yep. All right, so let's go out. Try Hector again. Hector.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, much better, buddy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just going to say that Cleveland Browns, they've been like a little tack that won't get off your skin, man. They're just, like, at the end of the game, they're scrapping, they're fighting. That game against the Chargers, they should have gone to overtime. I mean, they're just, team you got to watch out for. Like, Denver got lucky they didn't lose that game. So they're plus +7, and I'm actually going to take them on the road against the Rams. And I don't know what you guys think. I like Cleveland.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Johnny, got an opinion on that game?
Okay, I was distracted for a second. We're talking about the Rams?
Cleveland.
That's I like this game a lot. I want to tell you something. Todd Gurley of the Rams has averaged 150 yards rushing in two games against, Arizona and Seattle, I think? Green Bay and Arizona. The Browns are allowing the league worst 150 yards rushing per game. That's 5 yards a pop. I think Todd Gurley and the Rams are going to roll all over the Browns. I love St. Louis in this game. Lay the 6.5, Rams over the Browns.
So that's the opposite of what Hector said, I think, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Hector. So we'll see. Only one of you can be right. Hey, you know what we're going to do? Before we get out the sloppy, we are going to get over to Nick, because we don't know Nick if we don't know sloppy. Hey, Nick, morning, buddy. We got Nick?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
So how you doing, buddy?
Hey, not too bad. We got a backdoor cover last week with the Browns almost taking down the Broncos. One of these weeks, I'm going to predict the team that's going to beat the Broncos, but it seems like either they barely cover like they did against Oakland 2 weeks ago, or they do not cover like they did against Cleveland last week. And if you got the 3.5, you're a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Would you like what we said earlier? Johnny had him as his third team at a 3-team money line parlay, and it looked good for a while, but they just sneaked the W in.
And I agree with Johnny on that one, too. Todd Gurley, he may rush for 200 yards this week, and I do like the St. Louis. That's not one of my picks, though.
Who do you like?
I do have two today based on one is going to be a reverse pick, obviously, and then one's going to be a trend pick. And so I really like the trend where Tennessee has only covered at home 2 times in their last 17. Zach Mettenberger is going to be the quarterback this week, and the Atlanta Falcons, as long as that line stays under 7, I like them at 6.5, the Atlanta Falcons. That's a trend pick for me, especially with a quarterback that hasn't really played yet this year. And then obviously got to go to a reverse pick. Everyone's now all of a sudden a Dolphins fan again. They had 1 sack in their first 4 games, and then they get 6 sacks last week. And so it's like, oh, that's the Dolphins that everyone loves, and that this is the team that we thought might contend for the AFC East. Well, not going to happen this week. Actually, the Houston Texans are going to go into Miami, and they're going to win that game with Brian Hoyer.
There you go. All right, Nick. Well, you know what? Like I said, you've given us a lot of winners over the last couple of years, so I'm assuming you're going to give us a couple more. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Jeff.
All right, let's get out to Sloppy.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Did you hear Nick?
Oh, I did hear Nick, absolutely. And Nick, I'll see you next week when I'm out in Arizona.
What do you think, buddy?
I love his Atlanta pick. I do agree that Mettenberg is not the answer in Tennessee. Mariota gave him a chance to win. I think Atlanta does roll in that game. And then the Dolphins are getting a little too much credit. They get one win with a new coach. I'm just a feel game with that new guy. I do agree that the Dolphins probably have a struggle against the Texans there this weekend as well.
So who's your big play this Sunday?
You know, I kind of got to come back and forth on some of these things. I know you guys won't be too happy with one of my picks, but I'm not a huge fan of that Charger game this weekend, and I think the main reason is no Weddle. I think he glues that defense together. I think Carr has a big game and throws a lot to Cooper. I think the Raiders could come in and actually win that game this weekend. I'm not trying to be a reverse homer here, but I do like the Raiders this weekend at San Diego.
And then I mentioned I had the 49ers in the pool on Thursday night. That didn't work out too well for me.
That's just a bad pick. I don't know what you were thinking. Jeez.
Yeah, the data's the data. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Hey, Chaz, can I chime in real quick?
Hold on 1 second. So the under in the first half was 12 straight unders for Seattle. So I cashed on that one. You can't complain. All right, Brad, what do you got for Slop?
All right, so Slop, I think you're 100% correct on the Miami game. I actually hit really big on Miami because a new coach is like a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's good for a week. You know, and that's
the
you know,
same page, Brad. We're on the same page.
Yeah, and you saw it. It played out, okay. And you know, the other game. What's the other game you just mentioned?
I went Raiders or Atlanta.
Right. Raiders. They're better than you think they are. And I, you know, San Diego is. I mean, you can't trust them. So I think you're two for two right there, buddy.
Johnny D.
Well,
so, hold on.
That was my new favorite host.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. I like that.
Hold on 1 second here. Okay, because Johnny D, I think, has got something to say about that.
Yeah, I guess a lot of guys are forgetting the Chargers just went into Lambeau and went 15 rounds with the Packers and almost upset them. The week before, we beat a very good Steelers team. We had them on the ropes in the last play. Anyway, we'll find out Sunday. You know, we all have our opinions on the game.
You don't have your best defender. That hurts.
You know what? When I heard Weddle's not playing, I did not get that upset. He's looked ridiculous on a few plays this year. He doesn't seem to tackle anybody with his arms. And I'm sorry, I love watching the guys for years, but he's up for a new contract. He might not be back. There's a lot of stuff going on.
He's not coming back. He already said, I will not play again for San Diego.
Okay,
There you go.
I'm not worried about Weddle being out at all.
No, obviously, you're missing a guy that you don't want, so, you know.
He's looked pretty bad on a couple of plays this year. Adrian Peterson made
Slop,
him look silly.
Before we let Slop go, I'm going to throw some stats at you. In that Houston-Miami game in the first quarter, Houston has won on the road 9 of 12. They haven't played 12 road games this year. And at home, in the last 13 home games, Miami is 2-11 against the spread. So you got one team that's 9-3 against the spread on the road. Another team is 2-11. Slop, what are you going to do? We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Hi, gentlemen. It's always fun.
Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer, maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. I am Second Half Chaz with Johnny D.
Right here with you, bud.
And Brad from Las Vegas.
Yo, yo.
As many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle, and we haven't had this week, guys, we haven't had one of those games where everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, so it's definitely going to be an exciting Sunday of NFL football. This segment is brought to you by ChampionshipFootballs.com. That holiday buying season is right around the corner. It's the perfect gift. The ChampionshipFootball.com football is a perfect gift for that fan that has everything. The autographed footballs are the bomb. They got a promo code, $50 off, radio, R-A-D-I-O. It's the coolest present. They'll open that day guaranteed. Johnny D, if they want to call in, we got one more segment. We'll give them the number.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from some new guys. 1-866-405-1717.
As always, if you can't make the show, you're listening to this podcast on the internet or you're listening to another radio station that we're on, go ahead and send your picks over to at SB Weekly. That's our Twitter handle, at SB Weekly for Sports Betting Weekly. And our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly. This way, we'll count them. And as you know, guys, we track every single pick from every single caller every single week. And we're keeping track. We're going to make some of you guys celebrities. We're going to go out to Jim. Jim, you know what? You've given me a lot of winners the last 3 or 4 years that I've known you, but not on the phone, huh? What's going on, buddy?
I don't know. It's been tough with me in the NFL lately, but I jumped all over this week that Giants-Dallas game with Dez Bryant out and, of course, the Matt Castle factor being yet another backup quarterback coming in. I think the Giants also have that embarrassment idea. Dallas is probably going to get reduced a little bit one-dimensional this week with New York being able to concentrate on Jason Witten. So I like giving the points to the Cowboys and taking the New York football Giants.
Well, you know, it is NFL, Jim. It's tough. That's why they're so good at it. That's why all those lights on the strip are still running strong. But every single week, it really isn't any given Sunday thing. And the Giants, just their offensive line looked like Swiss cheese. I mentioned it earlier last week. So it'll be interesting to see what they do this week to make changes, you know?
Right.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
All right, so, Johnny, we covered that game, right?
Yes, we did, you know.
All right, so I want to go out to Kevin, because, you know, Kevin is perfect. I talked to one of his buddies. Kevin is perfect. Kevin, you got a winner for us?
Yeah, I do. This is almost a no-brainer in my mind. It's Atlanta at Tennessee, who's starting Zach Mettenberger as quarterback. So I think Atlanta's going to kill him. -6 looks like it is in the books right now.
Yeah, I think. Thanks for your call, Kevin. Congrats on the winner so far. I think we really almost need to, like, send him an apology note, because some of the callers are pretty aggressively bashing him. But we'll see what happens. You know what? We got another call. Let's go out to Zach. Zach, you got a winner for us?
Yes, I do, Chaz. Thanks for having me on again. So the game I'm picking this week is Atlanta at Tennessee. Tennessee is +6 right now, so Atlanta's favored. I agree with that. I think Atlanta's coming off a loss. They're going to be energized coming into Tennessee. Marcus Mariota, who's played really, really well for a rookie this year, is out this week. So Zach Mettenberger, who does not have much experience, is starting. And I think Atlanta's defense is going to feast on him. And I think that Matt Ryan's going to put up big numbers, and along with Devontae Freeman. So I'm picking Atlanta on the road.
All right. Good job, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. It's funny because Zach covers the Aztecs here locally for San Diego State newspaper, the Daily Aztec. And so he was in the press box last night during the game. And we texted back and forth probably 45 minutes before the game started. And he said, what do you think? And I said, I'm telling you right now, I've seen the Aztec play. They've been playing the late game, so they're on every week, it seems like. And they're getting better. They're getting better. I like them, and I don't want the points, and they just dominated. When you're up 24-0 early on a Saturday night, you look over and your wife is sleeping, life is pretty good. It really was a good night in the second half, Jazz House.
I like it.
Speaking of good nights, let's go out to Indiana. Mo.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Brad came in from Vegas. When is Mo going to come in from Fort Wayne to sit on the panel?
What's up, Mo? How you doing, man? It's Brad from Vegas.
Well, I'll tell you, it's too beautiful here. It's cold in Indiana on October day to come to San Diego. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. You should see his the hotel. He's on the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, literally 60 feet from the breaking waves. I don't know if, Jess, you don't have the surfboard with you, right? Because I drove you in, so I didn't see the surfboard. But I imagine when I drop them off, that's the first thing they do. They hit the surf shop, get some wax, and catch a couple four-footers before dinner. How'd he go wrong there, Mo, huh?
Yeah, well, we have a really nice brown river.
Hey, so did you hear any of the calls?
You know, I did not. I've been trying to deal with Chase this morning. He was up and about and lively for a 2-year-old that's so early on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's what 2-year-olds do. But so this is our championship.com championshipfootballs.com segment. We got a few New England people today. We were at the Fox Sports Grill with our NFL footballs on Thursday. We purposely take some air out of them. Everybody seems to enjoy that. I guess because we're in San Diego and there's a lot of Patriots haters here. But that was one of the game that they just think the Jets are not the Jets with Rex Ryan, because the Jets with Rex Ryan, they played the Patriots tough.
Well, I think the defense is better this year. So, I told you Thursday that I think the game will be closer. I still think New England wins, but I think the game is held a little closer this week. To me, I think one of the most entertaining things is to watch how Phillip Rivers figures out how to lose a game again this week. You know, now that they're always on the road, whether they play at home or away, it'll be fun to see what happens this week.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Johnny D., what's the word? How many Oakland Raider fans are going to be there this week? You know,
it's the arch rival. I believe that's the only game where they stop selling alcohol at halftime, Raiders, Chargers, all the other games.
Wow.
You can get your cocktail through the third quarter.
And because when we're at the Fox Sports Grill, the few of the people who were there had come in for the Raider game, you only get one at a time. Normal game, you can buy two at a time, and you can buy it up to the end of the third quarter. This game, one at a time. So, in other words, I don't care how many times you go up, they're selling you one beer, and you can't. After halftime, it's done. You're sobering up whether you like it or not.
Really?
Well, I'll tell you, the game I'm looking forward to most from a betting aspect, and it's a game that most people go, oh my God, I can't believe this game's going to happen, is Buffalo in London against Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville's never played well when they go to London. And Buffalo's defense is so tough. I think that that Jacksonville's going to have a rough time. And from a betting aspect wise, that's the game I'm looking forward to most. And people, you look at the schedule this week, it's almost like the NFL goes, how can we make the worst schedule, the worst week this year? And they've done it this week, but this game, is if I'm putting my money down on somebody, this is a week I'm looking at for Buffalo and Jacksonville in London. Jacksonville performs horribly when they travel
to
London.
Well, that's a great segue, Mo, because Johnny was just mentioned at the break. You know?
Yeah, everybody should know that game will not be on TV, just on the internet on Yahoo, yeah. I believe. But anyway, yeah, the Jags are giving up 30 points a game. Buffalo and no Tyrod Taylor, but I think the Bills will be in good shape here.
6:30 a.m. Pacific start.
Yahoo!
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning.
And just be careful with those games because you know no Tyrod Taylor. You know who is
no
the
Watkins,
starting quarterback? Yeah,
no
I mean
Percy,
who? I mean
EJ
you have nothing there. I mean you're traveling that far. Those guys are sightseeing. Blah blah blah. I mean they're still human. So be careful. The Jags don't sneak up on you, especially giving up those points.
Hey, speaking of sneaking up on you, Mo, you know what? Have we talked to you regarding the fake punt?
Oh, I'm shocked that it took this long to bring it up.
Yeah, well only because we had one caller. His best bet was Indy, and we got one of our crew's best bet was the Saints, and that both can't happen because it's a half point, I think.
Well, you know, to see what Chuck Pagano has cooked up for the special teams this week is almost the most exciting thing about this game, to watch what kind of insane, idiotic things they try to do. You know, it got a lot of talk, obviously, around the country. The two days in a row with the insane punt formations and insane punt ending to a game. But, you know, if that's what defines – that's what defines last week, that's fine. But let's see what defines this week. Andrew Luck had a great game. The offensive line had a decent game. And we'll see if the Saints defense can play with Indy's offense. And, if Drew Brees gets going, it could be all she wrote early for Indianapolis if they can establish even a tiny bit of a running game. So it should be a pretty close game, I would think, if I look at it. If I'm looking at it from a betting standpoint, I think it'll be a closer game than a lot of people think. So, I like New Orleans this week from a betting standpoint, and it's hurtful to say that for 3 weeks in a row now that I like somebody else.
And Mo, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Don't say New Orleans. Say New
Orleans.
Say New Orleans.
All right, Mo. No,
say it like you mean it.
We'll talk to you Thursday at the Fox Sports Grill, buddy.
All right, brother.
Have a great week. All right, final thoughts, Johnny D.
Is this it? Top picks? You ready for that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. Top three plays for the week. I really love the St. Louis Rams over Cleveland, 6.5, Todd Gurley. The Steelers are underdogs. Take Pittsburgh plus the 2 at Kansas City. And the ATL, Falcons at Tennessee. Those are my top three.
Brad.
Okay. I think I'm 2 out of 3 with him. The ATL, definitely. They're going to cover that, no problem. But the other one is going to be the New England Patriots. I mean, it's no-brainer.
There you go. There. All right. Now, remember, if you're listening to the podcast, okay, you want to go to Sports Betting Weekly. Show's best bets will be on there. I don't know. I think he's 7-3, but he's up like 5,000 pesos. Text radio to 706-685-6619. We'll get you on the radio next week, 706-685-6619. And as always, remember a couple things. One is, if you like somebody, don't be afraid to bet them more than once. You can bet the first quarter. You can bet the first half. You can bet the game. You can bet the second half. Johnny D loves those lines where you can bet just one team's points. You got to take advantage of the mistakes that the sports books make because they don't make a lot of them. I'm Second Half Chaz. Thanks for listening. And do me a favor. Always be cashing.